o'clock growl. Hey, people. Thanks for listening. Need you out there every day. Don't forget, coming up for you on Monday, John, you know what happens Monday, 9 a.m.?
That's the new show, right?
Yeah, the brand new Travin the Slee. What are they calling that thing?
Travis and Sliwa.
They're calling it Travis. Oh, we really? Did we focus group Travis and Sliwa?
That, well, you guys
title?
Put a lot of work into that
wow,
one.
That's really clever.
You mean like Mason and Ireland really went hard on that one?
True. We focus grouped it, though. We did focus group that. All right. So, John, last night, big night. Great night for THT, who had that little sidestep three-pointer that sealed the deal against the Knicks last night. Incredibly good performance, particularly for the defense. Anthony Davis did strain his groin in that game, so he's not playing tonight. But last night was a great, great game. Great performance for the Lakers. One of the best of the year.
Well, you mentioned THT being the hero. He actually was looking at being the GOAT, and he talked about it after the game because he made 7 turnovers. But the way they won that game, Mace, was with absolute lockdown defense. They held the Knicks to 35 points in the second half, 15 in the fourth quarter. Both of those are season low. They held them to 29% shooting in the second half. That's a season low. They out-rebounded him by 11. They out-rebounded him on the offensive boards by 8. They did all the things you do if you're a lockdown defense. And that's how they're going to win in the playoffs, is they're going to defend people. And, you know, I get a lot of questions. People say, well, why is Montrezl Harrell playing? And I'm saying, well, if they play defense like that, Montrezl Harrell's minutes won't be as high because right. They're locking the other team up. I said, if their defensive isn't working as well as it was last night, or if they can't generate any points, I think you'll see Montrezl Harrell play more. Michael and I were talking about this during the game. Michael thinks that all three centers, Andre Drummond, Marc Gasol, and Montrezl Harrell, are all going to play in the postseason. He thinks they're going to have three centers in the rotation.
Really? Three centers in the rotation? But those guys, now I did see Gasol and Harrell on the floor together. Do they play those guys together?
Yeah, they did last night. They didn't play Drummond and Harrell together.
Right.
Drummond had 18 rebounds last night, which is the most he's had in a game as a Laker. And he looked really good. Defensively, that was as good of an effort as the Lakers have had all season. They weren't great on offense, but the defense won the game for them. And as you talked about, Talen Horton Tucker made that huge three. By the way, there was a play at the end of regulation where Wes Matthews saved the day. Without Wes Matthews coming up with a follow at the very end of the game with 3 seconds to go, that game never would have made it to overtime. So he gets a big amount of credit for that win last night, too.
Meanwhile, Dodgers get a big home run from Gavin Lux. And he's been awful this year. Let's just be frank. He's been awful. But laid into one. 3-run bomb last night, giving the Dodgers a win over the Seattle Mariners. And my knock continues to be with the Dodgers, John, is that they've got too many guys who I think should be in at the minor league level playing on a regular basis.
But they're there because the guys who are on the big club are hurt.
I'm sorry, like Luke Rayleigh and DJ Peters and Edwin Rios and even Gavin Lux, they're just not major league players yet.
Right, but Mace,
Sheldon Noisy, that's another one.
Yeah, what are their choices if they keep having guys get hurt?
Yeah, I mean, this is they've lost two guys. They lost Bellinger, who was apparently running in the outfield and maybe close to return. They lost McKinstry. I haven't heard anything about Zach McKinstry, but he was unbelievably good when he got there. But Bergman, do you agree with me that they've just got some guys who don't belong, who should be minor leaguers?
Yeah, I mean, before Gavin Lux hit that home run last night, he was kind of scuffling along. He wasn't really hitting with that much contact, so he didn't really belong there. Sheldon Noisy, no. DJ Peters is garbage.
He's not garbage.
He is.
He's a very nice guy. His parents are always at the games.
I'm not here to be nice to these players that I don't know.
Wait a minute. He's a kid from Southern California.
He's great.
Don't call anybody garbage. That's terrible.
No, he's how about a garbage
baseball
player?
I hate when people get called garbage.
I'm not calling the person. Well, it's not the person itself.
You said he's garbage.
Oh, I'm talking about him as a player, not him personally. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, don't call people garbage.
God, when did you get so sensitive?
I'm not sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
I just don't think you should call people garbage or trash. I hate when people do
that. Well, but not calling them as the people themselves garbage or trash. You're calling them the player.
The point remains that these guys wouldn't be up if it weren't for the injuries. Particularly, look at the pitchers. I mean, half these guys wouldn't be on the big league club if all these guys didn't get hurt.
But
you know?
Think about it. It's two guys. That's who they're missing. So some of these guys are going to wind up sticking around.
Wait a minute.
They're only
You're not counting any of the pitchers, though. Joe Kelly was out for a long time. Dustin May is now out for the year.
Didn't even talk about the pitchers in that segment. The pitchers, you know, Mitch White should not be on a major league.
Right, but that's part of your point, right? That they have five or six pitchers that probably wouldn't be up if it weren't for the injuries.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is.
Garrett Clevenger looked good last night.
Yeah, Garrett Clevenger did look good. He threw a clean inning last night, and Kenley Jansen looked great last night. I wonder if people are getting a little more comfortable with Kenley Jansen.
Well, hey, they better, because we ain't got no more options.
There's nobody else we got. Exactly. Yep. There's nobody else we got. So, John, I wanted to throw this out there. Do you think sports figures listen to sports talk radio or sports talk radio hosts?
Not very much. Some do, but not very much.
So I wanted to throw this out there because there's a spat now going on in Pittsburgh. And the spat is between a talk show host in Pittsburgh and Todd Frazier.
It involves Mark Madden, right?
It does involve
He's a sports guy who's a shock jock.
So Todd Frazier was cut by the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, he used to play for the Dodgers.
And he tweeted, Madden tweeted, "Hey," and he uses Frazier's Twitter handle, "Hey, Frazier, happy effing trails, you scrub, DFA'd, now GFY," which is pretty strong.
Which is go F yourself.
Yeah, go F yourself. That's pretty rough. Now, Frazier responded, "Funny that this slob, I mean absolute slob, is talking blank, the New Jersey product quote, that he's talking blank. Go grab another hot dog. Please look yourself in the mirror. My goodness, you wouldn't dare say this to my face, Flounder. Love your nickname, by the way. This picture tells it all. And to think people take you serious. GTFOH, which is get the F out of here.
Right.
So in this case, there is
an exchange. Gave him a taste of his own medicine.
Do you think, now you're around the Lakers, less so this year, but historically you're around the Lakers a lot. Do any of the Lakers listen to any of what's on sports talk radio?
No.
None.
I was shocked. We did a poll. Not kind of an informal poll, but we were talking around we were talking to the PR people. We said, how many, and you'll keep in mind we're on their plane and in their hotels, and I don't blame the players on this, it's just the way of the world now. I said, how many people do you think know my name or Bill McDonald's name, like actually what our names are.
Right. And you're the guys that call the games.
Right. And we determined that it was maybe four guys out of 15. Then we said, do you think they know who Stu and Michael are?
Right.
And it would be a little bit more, but even Michael said that all these players don't even know that he played.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't know Michael Thompson, former number one pick
in
the NBA draft?
Stu had a great career, too.
Sure.
Now, some of them do. Like, I'll give you an example. Kuz knows everybody.
Oh, he does.
He's got that sense about him. And LeBron is so smart that I think LeBron knows everybody.
Sure.
But when you get past that, and they all know Trudell because Trudell interviews him after the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's the guy that does the interview. Sure.
But I think that dynamic exists on almost any team throughout the league. These players, I mean, they basically go to practice.
Yep.
Go home, spend time with their families, go to the games, play the games, lather, rinse, repeat.
Sure.
So I don't think it's a character flaw or a negative against them. I just think it's that dynamic. I'm surprised. Todd Frazier did something you told me a long time ago never to do.
Never to punch down.
He punched down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Todd Frazier's had a great career. Didn't he play in the Little League World Series? He played for the Yankees,
Dodgers. Yeah.
You know, his legacy is secure. Getting into a you know what match with Mark Madden is probably beneath him, don't you think?
I do. I think it is. But Madden must be – I mean, you heard Madden's tweet. He's pretty – You said shock jock. He's definitely
right.
a shock
well,
jock.
Well, yeah, this is the best thing that could happen for a guy like Madden, is for a player to come back at him. We wouldn't have brought up Mark Madden on the show today if this didn't happen.
Yeah, true. Hey, it's George Carlin's birthday. Would have been George Carlin's birthday. Mm-hmm. He's passed away. So, he is one of the five greatest stand-ups of all time. Do you agree?
Maybe number one.
Maybe number one. Who would be the rest of your top five? In honor of George Carlin, five greatest stand-up comics of all time. I've actually already done mine.
Okay, so this is what just comes to me top of my head.
Okay.
Number two would be Richard Pryor.
Yep, he's my number two also.
Number three would be Robin Williams.
Robin Williams didn't make my list.
Who is just he's passed away.
Was just a genius, yeah.
I mean, just a force of nature. I think Chris Rock makes my list. I think he's really funny.
Yeah, he's great.
And believe it or not, I've seen him twice in concert, and does not swear, but is the modern day Hank Aaron of stand-up comedy, and that's Jerry Seinfeld.
Boy, that's good. We actually have pretty radically different. I think everybody's list has to have Carlin and Pryor.
Right.
That's where it starts. By the way, Robin Williams' son is coming on the Culture Pop podcast this Saturday. Talk about mental health and his dad and all that stuff. Chris Rock is absolutely in that conversation, and so is Jerry Seinfeld. Here are my five. For me, Carlin, Pryor, and Dave Chappelle are automatics.
Oh, Chappelle should be in my list. I would take out somebody and put Chappelle in. That's a great call.
Yeah. Then I have my two personal picks. Because she broke every single rule, and because she was a woman in comedy at a time when women just didn't do comedy, she was a trailblazer, I put Joan Rivers in.
Yeah, she had an incredible following.
And then my personal favorite comedian at this moment, and he just got out of rehab, and I hope he's okay and comes back and does all his regular stuff, is John Mulaney. John Mulaney.
Well, you know, he's going back
stand-up.
Out on tour. He's also going through a divorce, but he's going back out on tour. He's going to be one of the first comedians who goes back and actually does live shows. So you may get a chance to see him soon.
Yeah. What about you, Bergman? Anybody that we didn't mention?
Eddie Murphy with Ron Delirious when he was in there. That would have been a really good one. I really like the Mulaney pick. He's really funny.
He is so damn funny. He is so damn funny. His comedy specials just are fantastic. Jorge, any ideas?
Amy Schumer was funny.
Schumer is real.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Sarah Silverman. Her comedy is filthy. Love that. Sarah Silverman's pretty genius. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. You can reach the show a bunch of ways. Call. You can tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A, Ireland. Or you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. We may read your email on the air. By the way, Chris Ann Eastwood, who's a regular Twitter friend of ours, says Carlin, Joan Rivers, Richard Pryor, Lenny Bruce. Lenny Bruce is a great call.
Yeah, who was kind of like the mentor to all these dudes.
He really pushed the limits. And then Moms Mabley, who was a gigantic comic back in the, I think it was even the 50s and the 60s. Really, really funny. So that's a really good call, Chris Ann. All right, also coming up, don't forget, we've got Game of Games. It is Michael Thompson's game today. And today is the day that we are going to do Game of Games because we suspect each other of Googling certain answers during Game of Games. Today is the day that we do it on Zoom, and it's going to be live streamed at the same time. So,
Set up a Zoom?
Yeah, it is. It's Carlo has set up the Zoom. We haven't gotten the invitation yet, but he's going to set up the Zoom. Then he's going to live stream the whole thing at 3:45.
Okay.
So make sure you're here for that. Mason, Ireland, 7:10 a.m.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ESPN. All right, big shout out to a guy named Jeremy Biggs in Lincoln, Illinois. Wrote to me through my website and wanted to get an autograph from both of us, John. So I'm going to ask you to find a way to do that. Seems like a really nice guy. Listens to the show every single day. Huge Lakers fan. So, John, we've joked about my Starbucks order. And I don't do this order anymore. I now make passion tea or hibiscus tea at home, so I don't need to go get it at Starbucks. I still go get a sandwich every morning, but that's it.
Here's
the original order that I made at Starbucks.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Let me start with you.
Yeah, I'd like a reduced-fat turkey, bacon, and cheddar.
Okay.
I'd like 3 Trenta iced passion teas. No cane sugar, no lemonade, but please add 3 stevias.
So 3 teas, right?
Yep, 3.
3 passion iced teas, no liquid cane, 3 stevias.
Yep. Yeah. And then I'd like a venti iced almond milk quad latte.
Okay.
Add 2 stevias to that.
Gotcha.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, so that sounds very complicated, very complex.
To say
right?
the least.
Sounds like you got to be a chemist.
Okay, wait, Michael, wait.
Jeez.
Okay, there's a big movement on TikTok for baristas at Starbucks to put out their most complicated orders. So I want to give you an example of what's really complicated. Somebody orders a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino, coffee, milk, ice, dark caramel sauce, whipped cream, caramel drizzle, caramel sugar topping, 5 bananas, extra caramel drizzle, whipped cream and ice, cinnamon dolce syrup, 7 pumps of dark caramel sauce, extra caramel crunch, 1 pump of honey blend syrup, heavy cream, and more double blended together.
That's it. That's one order?
That's one drink.
How many calories are in that drink?
Can only imagine. That's like a milkshake, right?
Right, at least.
Like a sundae or something.
Yeah, it is. It's like a sundae. It's like you're going to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are tons of these that are unbelievably long. And shame on you, people. I mean, I'm looking pump of hazelnuts, stuff I didn't even know they had. 3 pumps caramel brulee sauce. I mean, seriously, they've got that. They've got toasted coconut syrup. I mean, people make these things unbelievably complicated.
Man, you got to be like, you got to go to college to be a barista at Starbucks.
Barista seems like a really tough job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems tough. They work really fast. They work really fast.
Somebody comes in and says, give me a coffee black. They probably don't know what that is.
No, don't even,
Mace,
don't even
you
know.
You know that just because of the order you read is horrific doesn't make yours any less.
Oh, yes, it does. It makes mine less.
Yeah. No,
mine
order,
wasn't so bad. Mine was not nearly as bad.
Ass.
Yeah, yours was long, Mace.
Yeah, but mine was
confused.
Wait a minute. Did you hear me read all the ingredients in that last one? That one is way worse. All these that I'm looking at are way worse than what I ordered.
But I still hate to be behind line on you, behind the line of you in line.
Okay, hang on. Here's one. This is a caramel cappuccino, 1 pump hazelnut syrup, 1 pump toasted coconut sauce, add cold foam, no caramel syrup, 2 pumps Irish cream syrup, cocoa powder, honey, light water, quad, 1 pump mocha, extra mocha drizzle, light 2% milk with light heavy cream, 3 pumps caramel cream brulee sauce, add crumble top, extra whip, and dark chocolate swirl.
Somebody's made. No, that can't be real.
It's real. I'm looking at the label on the drink. Excuse me.
Wow.
I'm looking at the label on the drink.
Man.
That's nuts. Don't tell me mine's as bad as that.
No, yours isn't as bad as that, but you are pretty,
But it doesn't mean yours isn't bad.
You're high maintenance, Mace.
I ordered a sandwich, 3 teas, and a coffee. For all intents and purposes, that's what I ordered.
It took 40 seconds for your order to get ready.
Yeah.
It was longer than 40 seconds. Right.
I would like to see somebody explain that drink that I just read to a barista.
Yeah.
How does anybody know all that stuff?
He'll have to obviously be writing it down as you're telling him that.
Yeah, that is just insane. So there are worse. Hey, Michael, we just asked 5 greatest stand-up comics of all time. Who are they for you?
Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Red Fox.
Oh, Red Fox is a great call.
Richard Pryor.
Yeah, Richard Pryor's for sure.
Who was the guy who was in House Party who died prematurely? What was his name?
Robin White. Oh.
Robin White. Okay. Let's see, who else? Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Joan Rivers.
She is hilarious.
Online.
And Don Rickles. You can't do Rickles comedy anymore. People get too sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. But I just watched a Rickles appearance on
the
Carson show.
He offended every race, including himself.
He got away with absolute crazy. Could a guy like Don Rickles work today?
It would have to be off, not on TV. You have to go to a theater and see it, and you have to understand what you're going to hear. Because he's going to rip every race. He's going to come all kind of stereotypes, and you got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, John, what do you think?
It's a great question. We used to go, when I was in college, when we would go to Vegas, we used to go try and get hot at the tables. And if we won a little money, we would go to Rickles' show. And if you heckled him, if you like made a lot of noise, he would light you up, you know, like he would just start ripping you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And after he ripped you, he'd send you a free bottle of champagne.
Yeah, right.
So that was our big scam in college. We'd try and go. It only worked once.
Yeah.
But his comedy.
I'd like to think he could still
work.
Do it. Yeah. I'd like to think he could still do it.
You could do it. Just couldn't put it on TV.
Yeah. By the way, are they ever going to be able to do one of those roasts again? You know how Comedy Central does those roasts?
No, not on TV. No,
I don't think they can ever do those again in this era.
It'd have to be online or something, and you have to pay for it because you have to know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I did a Culture Pop podcast with Mike Rowe, who wrote a bunch of those roast jokes. Oh, he says, I can't even read them back to you.
Yeah, Kevin Reese just told me it was Robin Harris, not Robin White. Oh, he was hilarious.
Harris.
And also, I overlooked my boy. One of my favorites is Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh,
my goodness.
Dangerfield was the best.
Yeah.
He was so
Thanks
good.
To Gary Martin on that, Gary.
Those
so many
one-liners.
Good.
You probably are a big Henny Youngman guy, too.
No, I wasn't. I remember Henny, but I wasn't into him at that early age.
Yeah. Henny was great. What was he like?
He was funny. He was a nice guy off the stage.
Yeah, you got to know him a little
bit?
Yeah,
Jack Benny. I knew Jack Benny.
Yeah, you knew Jack Benny.
That's right.
No, Jack Benny.
I used to hang out in Hollywood sometimes, man.
Red Skelton.
Red Skelton was funny. That's right.
Yeah, Jackie Gleason.
Jerry Lewis. Jackie Gleason. Ed Norton.
You knew them all.
Art Carney. All those guys.
Art Carney. They were all friends of yours.
Exactly.
Oh, from a different era.
That's right.
A different era.
And you know what? There's a lot of guys who were funny without. You know what was funny without cursing was Sinbad. Sinbad didn't curse.
No, didn't curse. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was.
You're
he
right.
was funny.
Jerry Seinfeld never cursed.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, never cursed.
Still doesn't.
Jorge has something he wants to play. Jorge, do you have it?
DJ Peters is garbage.
Okay.
Thanks, Jorge. Let's bring
Greg
that back.
Greg Bergman?
Yeah.
Do you want to retract that statement?
I will say that he's not a good baseball player right now. How about that?
Okay. That not that he's garbage. Not that he's trash.
That he is not a good Major League Baseball player at this moment.
He's not ready to play at this level. That's
correct.
What I would say. Not ready to play at this level.
At this time.
Yeah. Now you are garbage. All right.
hey, what do you say about that?
All right. Don't forget, Game of Games is coming up for you in 15 minutes next, John. Don't tell me the answer, but how did you get engaged to Lisa? What did you do to actually ask her to marry you?
Okay.
I've got a great example of it coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. So earlier today, we were talking about if John Ireland, Michael Thompson, Greg Bergman, Jorge Briones, and me formed a boy band.
Yeah.
What name would we give ourselves? Now, I've got some interesting suggestions. The obvious ones are like, Puerto Yesca, but I don't think that really goes for you guys. Aaron De La Torre says KSP in sync. No, it's okay. No, didn't ring the bell for you?
That's too much of a ripoff for in sync. We'll get sued.
Okay. How about out of sync?
I like that.
Out of sync.
No, man, like we're ripping that. On ourselves.
Yes, but that's what that would be appropriate.
Oh, we're going to be good.
How about my back hurts, boys?
My back hurts, boys.
How about
That's
the other
one?
A great one.
Insane.
Insane. There's another one.
NSYNC, Insane. I like it.
Insane sounds like it should be a punk rock group, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of music we would actually do. O'Shea Jackson Jr. tweets, Fast Tracks with an X at the end.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's cool.
Michael Thompson and the Thompson Five.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
The Thompson Five. How about Old Edition?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, instead of new edition, old edition.
I like that.
Old edition. That's good.
Yep.
Yeah, that took off on social. There's some really funny stuff on there. Really funny stuff. By the way, you always reach the show, 877-710-ESPN. Email the show. I'll try to read some emails tomorrow, venicemace@gmail.com. Do you see the Hollywood Bowl has announced their schedule, John?
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday.
So first of all, the Hollywood Bowl is reopening on July the 3rd with a 4th of July concert with Kool & the Gang. They're doing two nights for 4th of July. Now, I've been there for 4th of July. It's really cool because the orchestra plays, the fireworks go off. I saw Randy Newman do it. He was fantastic. Tommy Lasorda actually introduced him. He told a bunch of stories, and my dad thought they were the funniest things. And I said to my dad, you know what? I have heard all those stories at least five times. but it was a great show. So now they're opening at 85% capacity as long as you present either your certificate of vaccination or a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours.
Which is how you get into a Laker game.
You do. You show your vaccination card,
or you show that you've had a test over the past 72 hours that you tested negative.
So is everybody cool with that now that you've got to show a test before you get in?
Is they still doing that at the Laker games for the fans, Ireland?
Yeah, it's the only way you can get in.
So they have to have that picture of their card on their phone.
Hey, Michael, you know, Mason was talking about how he's gone 4th of July to the Hollywood Bowl. You know who the band is this year for 4th of July?
Didn't he just say Kool & the Gang?
Yeah, but, I mean, did you see them live back in the day?
No, I know. I missed Kool & the Gang. They were big when I was in high school.
I was going to say, well, they were big when you were playing for the Lakers.
Not when I was so much for the Lakers. When I was in high school, so when they were really big, in the 70s and early 80s.
Mace, Christina Aguilera is doing two shows right around my birthday. Do you think that'd be any good?
I actually think she'd be great at the Bowl.
She's got a great voice.
She's a little bit
of a nut job, but she's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Maybe I could take A. Martinez, our favorite movie, Burlesque, was starred Christina Aguilera.
Did you see they're doing Black Panther? They're going to show the movie and play the score at the same time?
Yeah, I did that for Sound of Music a couple of times because Harris Rosner, his wife, Victoria, and I can sing every number from The Sound of Music. So we sit together and go through that. It's pretty fun.
And they're doing that with The Princess Bride also, which is total classic
movie.
Yeah,
and people come and dress as the characters. It turns out to be fun.
Yeah, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father, prepared to die. And the line gets repeated. And who is the giant?
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant is
Michael knew him from wrestling.
I met him.
You met Andre the Giant?
I was in New York City, went down to the bar at the Parker House Hotel to go get a beer, and Andre was sitting there all by himself. He was drinking a beer. He looked like he was holding a thimble in his hand with that can of beer.
I bet.
That's how big he was.
All right, you guys tell me if you'd go to these. These are people coming to the Hollywood Bowl this year.
Okay.
All right? Hall & Oates.
No, I'm sorry.
I would totally go to Hall & Oates. You know who loves Hall & Oates?
Who?
Beatle. Beatle would go with me to that show.
Really?
Yeah. All right, Alanis Morissette.
I actually am excited. I would definitely go see Alanis Morissette. I think she's awesome.
All right, in 2022, Steely Dan with Steve Winwood.
Now, I know Steely Dan has got a tremendous following. I am not part of it.
And here it is, Mace.
Yep.
Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. So this is not this June, but next June.
Next June.
Backstreet Boys World Tour. It's all come full circle.
I want it that way. Yeah. I you know, it's not summer without a trip to the Hollywood Bowl. Obviously, we did without it last year. But, you know, we're increasingly, John, do you think I'm going to be able to hold my Labor Day party this year?
I don't know. I think there will be people hesitant to come.
No, they won't be. By September.
Well, Michael, I'm going if you're going.
I mean, come on. People are out and about all over the place.
Yeah, by September, I think people, you know.
The CDC said outside activity, there's been no spread of the virus.
Yeah, and the LA Times reported yesterday that we're going to reach herd immunity by mid-July here in Southern California.
And Gavin Newsom just announced today that June 15th, everything's going to be open.
There you go, John.
Nice.
Yeah. It's open. Now, the question is, when do more fans get into games? Like, when do the Dodgers and when do the Lakers?
Well, the Lakers look like they are letting more in, because it looked like about 5,000 people there last night.
I wonder how many they'll let in.
The official number is three.
Three?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm putting the cart before the 3, horse, 000. And it's not necessarily in a good way, but I wonder how many people they would let into a Golden State Lakers game next week if it's a play-in game.
It's a good question. Yeah, I know they're checking with the county every day to find out what the restrictions are, and then they're adjusting accordingly. But you're right, Michael. There were more people, or maybe they were just louder, but it seemed to me like there were more people in Staples Center last night than we've had for any game so far.
Just about every section had people in it, even up on 300 level.
Yeah, by the time we get to the end of the playoffs, by the time we play in the finals, I think we're actually going to have a much larger crowd than we've got now. I don't know if it'll necessarily be capacity, but it's going to be damn near full, don't you think?
Yeah, so Michael, James Harden coming back on a minute limit tonight. Yeah. Speaking of the finals.
Oh, so still he's finally coming back.
Well, on a minute limit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much he's going to play. Do you still think if you had to bet who's in the finals, are you still going Lakers-Nets?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If everybody's healthy. Everybody has to be healthy. All the stars, and that'll be the matchup.
I now think the Sixers or the Bucks could come out of the East.
I've said Sixers all along. And they've got a two-game lead now on Brooklyn. They're going to be the number one seed with all likelihood. I think Philly's going to be a really, really tough team and I think they're going to get out of the East.
Giannis isn't the same player in the playoffs because they wall him off, Ireland. They basically force him to stay outside.
Well, Harden's never had a good playoffs.
Yeah, but now no pressure's on him now.
MT, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. So they say, okay, when you play him in the playoffs, you wall him off.
Right.
Why are they not walling him off every single game all year long?
Because you have, over a 4 or 7-game series, you have time to make adjustments, and you can see how he's hurting you, and then you could put different defenses against him because he does not shoot the ball well enough. So there's a way to force him to stay outside. But he must see two defenders in front of him. If he sees just one guy, he just puts those long steps and go around you. But if you put a second defender in his area, in his vision, he turns into a different player.
Yeah, yeah. I like Philly. I've liked Philly all along. John, that's a step forward for Brooklyn, though, because at one point there was a thought that James Harden wouldn't be available in the first round of the playoffs. So
right.
He's obviously now going to be available. Minutes limit tonight, but he's obviously going to be available.
Well, he's going to try it. Remember when LeBron came back and played two games?
Too fast.
Yeah. So they're going to, but he's going to try it tonight.
All right. Hey, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Michael Thompson's games. Apologies. We are not doing today's game on Zoom or streaming it because apparently the station didn't quite get around to that, but we'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow.
You're the only one worried about that, literally.
Everybody is worried about it.
I never win, so I don't worry about that.
Yeah,
you've won twice this month.
You're all
George.
Cheaters.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You know who believes it is me and Lindsay. We're the ones that are part of the conspiracy.
Everybody thinks Lindsay's doing it.
I don't think Lindsay's doing it. She's terrible.
So, what are you talking about? It's either me or her win every month.
Think Lindsay is Googling?
Well, here's the best thing about this plan, this Zoom plan.
Yeah.
Then it answers once and for all who the best of Game of Games is, because no one can Google.
Correct. Nobody will Google because we will actually be looking
Everybody's
at each
hands
other.
Will be up.
You guys don't trust each other?
No.
I do, but I don't care. I mean,
I don't trust. I mean, Michael, you have made this an issue.
What?
Michael you Thompson, and your Googler.
I did not Google. I went to trial and Lindsay found me innocent.
You're like a Batman villain. You're the Googler. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games.
With a big G across my chest.
It is Michael Thompson's game, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. That's right, and Game of Games is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right, here we go. It is Michael Thompson's game today. Michael always does interesting games, which we love. Michael, what do you got for us
today? This is a game about our state. Buzz in first or else you'll be too late. The players' names are John, Mace, Bergman, and Jorge, who we know will be last in play. Let's find out who knows about where they reside or who feels so dumb they want to run away and hide. Your name is your buzzer, so be the first to buzz in. Jorge, we know you ain't got no chance to win.
That was great.
Awesome.
Nicely done.
Nice. That's right. Ireland, keep score. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
When did California become a state?
Greg.
Go ahead.
1950.
No.
Mason.
Mason. Mm.
1939.
No.
Oh, this is prime Googling territory.
No, that
I
is
don't know.
Prime Googling territory.
I don't
territory.
Know. If I would guess, it's not in the 1900s.
No,
it's in the 1800s. Right. Michael, I'll say 1860.
Jorge, no guess?
1875.
1850, so no one got that.
Oh,
right.
No, 1850. I was
you
right
really
on it.
You expected us to know the year that the state
yes!
was
I didn't
founded?
Mean to say, I actually
did you guys go to school? Population of the state, closest to it.
Mason.
Well, do we all get a guess?
Oh, can we all get a guess?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it's 63 million.
Ireland?
40 million.
Jorge?
35 million.
And Bergman?
40 million and one.
Ireland wins. It's 39 million.
Oh, no!
First
garbage.
First state capital of California.
Mason. San Francisco.
No.
I don't know this one. And that's Ireland.
Ireland.
Los Angeles.
No.
Greg? I'll just stick with Sacramento.
Nope.
Well, that didn't make any sense.
But no, why?
He said it was the state capital before Sacramento.
No, he said it was the first
Oakland?
State
capital. Nope, San Jose.
San Jose. Never would have gotten that. Another impossible question from Michael Thompson.
We know L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, and San Jose are the top four largest cities in California. What is the fifth largest city in the state?
Greg. San Luis Obispo.
No.
Same again, Michael?
What is the fifth largest city in the state behind L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, and San Jose?
Jorge, Mace. Sacramento.
No, Mace.
Mace, I'll go with, you said San Diego, right?
Yep.
I'll just throw a dart and say Oakland.
No.
All right, so I'm the only one left, right?
Yep.
Plenty of time to Google.
Prime Googling territory.
I think it's like a central California city. I think it's Bakersfield or Fresno. I'll go Bakersfield.
Nope, Fresno.
Fresno!
Yeah, close. Okay.
Closest to the number of, let's see, of the four major sports, how many teams does California have? Of the four major sports, how many teams?
Ireland. Okay, so we're counting hockey, football, baseball, basketball.
That's the four
right?
major sports.
12.
No.
15. Jorge, 15.
15 is right.
Oh, yeah. Jorge.
You quick.
Jorge. Did you Google
I can't
that,
count
Jorge?
That fast.
No.
That felt very right. googly to
Since
me.
The, Jorge is the only one with a score right now.
No, I got
John
one.
Got one.
Oh, yeah. Since the 1970s, California has had four Republican governors.
Mace.
Name them.
Nope.
Mace, you got it first, and then I'll go. Ireland's
first.
Next.
Go ahead, Mace.
It's Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
Pete Wilson.
Yep. Two more.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
One more.
And, damn, it was the mayor of San Diego.
Ireland. Ireland. It's a Pete Wilson.
No, he already said that.
I said Pete
Wilson.
Oh,
Jerry Brown. Got it. Hold
nope. No. Jerry Brown was a Democrat. I don't know who the fourth.
Anybody give up?
Yeah.
George Duke Majian.
I remember him.
Never would have gotten that in a million years.
Who was the mayor of L.A. before Antonio Villaraigosa?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Before Villaraigosa was Richard Reardon.
No.
Oh.
01
Before
to 05.
Before Villaraigosa. I don't know. I just don't know the answer.
Everybody give up?
No idea.
Yeah.
James Hahn.
Yeah, never would have gotten that. Although I was almost thought about saying Janice Hahn.
Who was the first black mayor of L.A.?
John.
Mason. John.
It was Tom Bradley.
Right.
It was.
Yeah.
Closest to the number. LAX employs how many people? Everybody guess.
Mason says it employs 26,000 people.
Ireland?
I will say more like 300,000.
Jorge?
I'll say 60,000.
And Bergman?
100,000.
Bergman, Jorge wins 59,000.
Yeah. 59,000. Jorge is now, he's got two, and Ireland's got two, and me and Bergman have nothing.
LAX International Terminal is named after
Mason.
Who? Mason?
That's Tom Bradley.
Exactly.
Oh, good.
California is bordered by which states?
Mason. Right.
Mason.
Okay. Oregon.
Yep.
Nevada.
Yep.
Arizona.
That's it.
There you go.
Closer to the number. Death Valley is the lowest point in North America. How many feet below sea level is
Mason.
It? Mason.
Oh, everybody's going to do this.
Yeah.
By the way, it's 2-2-2 now.
Yep.
Depth below sea level.
Yes.
I will say it is 2,000 feet below sea level.
And Ireland?
I'd say it's 200 feet below sea level.
All right. Bergman?
150.
And Jorge?
I'll say 3,000.
282 feet. Ireland wins that one.
Oh, Ireland wins that. Okay, he's got a 3-2 lead. We only have a minute left, Michael.
What is the number one crop in California?
Mason. It is oranges.
No.
Run out of time.
Jorge, apples.
Jorge.
Apples.
No.
Greg, strawberries.
Greg.
Strawberries, no.
Strawberries, no.
I don't know.
Strawberry festival.
I'll say lettuce.
Nope, it is almonds.
Oh, I thought about almonds. Yeah. All right, so Ireland wins. That's it.
That's it.
The end of the game. Yeah,
man,
that's all we had time for, Michael.
I knew the poppy and the quail. You didn't answer either of those.
Yeah. No. All right. Hey, there you go. There is your Mason in Ireland for today. Thank you very much, Michael Thompson. Don't forget, got Lakers basketball coming up for you. Spock and the Jock is at 5 o'clock today. 5:30 today. 5:30 today.
Spock and the Jock at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. In the meantime, Sedano, LZ, and Cap are here to get you through your drive home. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.